With Pastor Teacher Harry Reeder, this is In Perspective.
You can forget world peace, but you can preach of a Savior and King who brings peace to the earth, on the earth, even as the angels declared it to the shepherds hundreds of years after Isaiah. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth with those with whom He is pleased.
Welcome. And stay with us as Dr. Harry Reeder applies the scriptures to the everyday events of life, that we might begin to view our existence from God's eternal perspective, that we might view all of life from a biblical perspective. Today on In Perspective, Dr. Harry Reeder brings us part two of the message, Prince of Peace. As we conclude our Advent series, The Messiah King, we typically wait until a baby is born before sending a birth announcement, but Isaiah's astonishing prophetic birth announcement was issued centuries before the birth of Jesus Christ. His miraculous incarnation signaled the inauguration of His eternal messianic kingdom and the establishment of true peace on earth. Peace with God and the peace of God that can only come through faith in Jesus Christ. Have you sworn your allegiance to Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, and received the rich blessings of His messianic redemptive work? If you're following along in the scriptures, turn to Isaiah chapter 9 and verses 1 through 7. Here again is Pastor Teacher Harry Reeder with part 2 of the message, Prince of Peace.
Who is this king? This king will have an adopted father, Joseph, will have an appointed mother, the Virgin, Mary. This king, as it says in the text, is of the line of David. In other words, you got a king coming through Israel, more focus through the tribe of Judah, who is given the scepter of the king, more focus to the family of Jesse, more focus not only to the family of Jesse, but to the line of David, as Mary and Joseph both trace their lineage in David. But it doesn't say unto Judah, unto Israel, unto Jesse, unto Joseph, unto Mary. It says unto us. A child is born, his full humanity. Unto us a son, not just any son, for God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, full deity. Who is this messianic king? None other than the incarnate Christ. Oh, please grasp it. Not a temporary appearance of Christ in a Christophany. Not an epiphany of Christ only. Here is the eternal incarnation. Jesus, God, dwells as Spirit. Now, having made pre-incarnate appearances temporarily transitional for teaching purposes, now comes as a man for us, one of us, and forever like us, and we will forever be made like Him. The incarnation does not end in His ascension. He has that glorified body for eternity, and we shall behold Him. God is accomplishing this. This baby, born of the Virgin, this baby is the messianic warrior king. Christ has come, fully God, fully man, to save his people from their sins. Well, is he able? Does he know how? Certainly he knows how. And what Isaiah then goes is defines the name singular, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, Yahweh has come to save, now defines this prophet, priest, and king. Oh, we have seen an Old Testament appearance of him in Melchizedek, prophet, priest of the Most High God, he is called, king of righteousness, king of peace, but now he comes incarnate. Who is this one in that manger? This is the king of kings. This is wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is a king, not like other kings. They have to go get a counselor. This king is his own counselor. This king is wisdom personified. This king needs no counselor. For who has become his counselor? Who has advised him? Who has taught him? Our thoughts are not his thoughts. He is beyond us. For from him, through him, and to him are all things. This king doesn't secure a counselor. He is his own counselor, and as counselor is incomparable. He is the wonderful counselor, the counselor full of wonder because there is none like him. This is wisdom personified. So he knows what the problem is, our sin. He knows what the consequences of those problems are. Darkness, death, dominion, destruction, chaos. He knows what it produces. And he knows there is only one way to defeat it, and that is for this king to humble himself. He doesn't dismiss his power. He knows when to use it and how to use it. And now with power, he humbles himself to be found in appearance as a man and humble himself to the point of death, even death on the cross. This wonderful counselor knows the incarnation is there to get to the crucifixion and the atoning death. And he knows with that victory will come a resurrection. And he knows with that resurrection will come an ascension. And he knows with that ascension will one day bring a consummation when he returns. This is the wonderful counselor. Well, it's one thing to be a strategist. It's one thing to have all the wisdom, but can he pull it off? Oh, yes. He is mighty God. El Shaddai has come. Isn't it interesting? In his wisdom as counselor, he humbles himself. And now, with his power demonstrated in his humiliation, he will accomplish our redemption, and then he will be exalted, because this is the mighty God. He not only knows how to save, wonderful counselor, he is mighty to save. Well, what will he do? The world is absolutely littered with the histories of kings who have won victories, and every one of them, usually, eventually, time after time, because of the corruption of that power, leads itself to tyranny, leads itself to a renewed and different oppression, leads itself to exploitation. Not this king. He's got a third name. It's a throne name. It's not a parental name. It's a parental picture to give us a throne name. He's the Father. He's the everlasting Father. This king will do what fathers are called to do. He will provide, he will protect, and he will guide. This king will provide for his people a new heart. They'll be born again. This king, as the everlasting father, will not only provide for his people a new heart, he'll provide for them a new record. He'll wipe the old record with his shed blood away. And this king of righteousness will give them his righteousness so that every time God, his father, looks upon them, the everlasting father king will have given us a perfect righteousness, and he sees that perfect righteousness. Therefore, we are accepted in him, the beloved. He'll not only provide a new record, he'll not only provide a new heart, he'll provide a new life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Behold, the new has come. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And he will provide not only a new record, not only a new heart, not only a new life, he'll give them a new family. A family who were not a people, but have become the people of God. A family who are united in him to the praise of the Father and the power of the Spirit, bound in love and kept in the bond of peace. Peace. By the way, he'll also provide them a new home. It's a new heavens and a new earth that he's gone away to prepare, even while today in this broken world, he's preparing us for it. And then finally, and completely, what do we know about this king? He is the Prince of Peace. He is the one who says, "Peace, I leave with you." This king has for us a royal inheritance, and that is peace. Peace, I leave with you. My peace, he's very specific. Check him out in John. My peace, I leave with you. And he brings a comparison. My peace, I leave with you. My peace, I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give. The world's peace and world peace is a figment of our imagination. Peace on earth comes through the one who came from heaven to the earth. And just as he did not come with a coalition or accommodation or negotiation, he came as the warrior king to humble himself and win the victory and secure for us as the everlasting Father, everlasting peace. And if you and I desire to see peace in the earth, it doesn't come from the earth. It comes from him. Let's get about the Great Commission. What world peace is going to come from world leaders? The kings of this world, whether they're called president or whatever, are they going to bring this peace? They're incapable of even bringing it to their families. Look what happens to their marriages. They, like all around us, including us, are incapable of this peace that Christ alone brings. And Christ brings a peace that puts us at peace with God legally and puts us at peace with God relationally, and puts us at peace with God actually in life. Be anxious for nothing. We have peace with God legally. Therefore, having been, Romans 5:1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. We who were his enemies, if you are in Christ and Christ is in you, you now have peace with God. And more than that, in a sin-broken, sin-tossed world, and us in bodies that are moving from dust to dust, and with all that is around us, we are being renewed internally every day, and we have within us the peace of God. The Bible tells us, rejoice in the Lord. In the Lord, I say, rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to the Lord. And what's the result? The peace of God in Christ will guard your heart and your mind. Think of your heart with a door and a sentry at the front of the door. When you are in Christ, you not only have peace with God, you've got Christ, the Prince of Peace, standing guard over your heart. And he is repelling all else. And then he brings you to himself that you might have peace with God as the Prince of Peace, the peace of God, because he brought you to himself with the gospel of peace. That Christ, our Prince of Peace, has made us right with God. God is right within us. And therefore, we have peace with God, and we have the peace of God now and forevermore. Well, let me get to a takeaway with you. I know what some of you have been thinking today. One service, no Sunday school, no Sunday night. Is he going to add on? No, but I do want to add this to your life from this glorious text. Let me just share it with you this way. Peace on earth is yours when Christ, the Prince of Peace, is yours. And Christ, the Prince of Peace, is yours when you are his and he is yours alone. Wait just a minute, Harry. I know you love Cindy and y'all belong to each other, right? Oh, yeah. But that's, Jesus isn't added to that. Here's where you got to come to. No negotiation. We repent of our sins. Those were our weapons of cosmic treason against God. We confess them. We turn from them, not to do better. We turn from them to come to him because he did perfect. And he paid for all of those sins. And in their place, he gives us his righteousness. So we now come and surrender to him. I am yours, and you are mine. And by your grace, every day through your word and your spirit, help me put aside anything, now listen to me carefully, anything and anyone that I would put in front of you, above you, or beside you. And when you get there, then you can start enjoying your family and your marriage and your life. If you're just adding Christ into those things, it never works. They aren't able. Your spouse is not able to be your Messiah. Your kids are not able to be your Messiah. Your job can't make your life and bring love and joy and peace forever. You can have momentary moments with all of that, but if you want those to be meaningful, turn not only from our sins, but turn from anything that we would put above him, beside him, or before him. And you're saved in Christ alone, by grace alone, through faith alone. And folks, listen to me. I'm not being a post-Christmas Day ogre on this. I really want you to enjoy your marriage. But you can't have your marriage unless Christ has you completely. Then peace can be brought to your marriage. Peace into our families. Peace into our relationships. Then we can actually become peacemakers in the world because we have the Prince of Peace from the heavens who came to bring peace on earth. Now we can be salt and light. Now you have a peace that passes understanding. Not as the world gives, but the peace that Christ gives to you. Don't you just love the glorious truth that on that Christmas day, the incarnation was headed for the crucifixion, so you and I could have peace with God and the peace of God. And don't you love it? When Christ is born, the prophecy is fulfilled in Bethlehem through Joseph, through Mary, and Jesus is born. And the angels bring the glorious announcement to the shepherds. Now, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the King. And then the hosts of the angels, don't miss that word, the hosts of the angels gather and declare glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth among men with whom he is pleased. Not everybody gets this peace. It's only those with whom he is pleased. Who are those whom he is pleased? Well, let me be a theologian for a minute. From heaven, it is the elect of God. From the earth, they manifest themselves by coming to Christ as Lord and Savior. God is pleased with all who are in his Son, who took his wrath from us upon himself. And when you come to him, now you have peace. He provides himself. The Prince of Peace. Hosts, don't miss it. Host is an Old Testament term for army. The warrior king was in Bethlehem. The hosts of heaven had come. You've also met him outside of Jericho, didn't you? Where Joshua says, "Are you for us or against us?" He says, "Wrong question. It's not whether I'm for you or against you. It's, are you with me? Are you with me? I am the captain of the Lord of hosts." And he has come to humble himself with his power to win the victory that we can have peace with God. So I just ask you, Isaiah says, born unto you, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the eternal son given, everlastingly begotten. Then you get to the shepherds, and it shifts just a little. The angels say, not unto us, they say, unto you, a Savior has been born. May I just take it one other step. Have you yet confessed your sins and come to Christ? Because you know, unto me, a Savior has been given. And I come to him, not to add to my life. He is my life. The Prince of Peace. In him, right with God. And in him, God is right within me. Don't you love the carol that says, born to bring the sons of earth to a second birth? Then I invite you to Him, our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Our Lord's miraculous incarnation signaled the inauguration of His eternal messianic kingdom and the establishment of true peace on earth, peace with God, and the peace of God that can only come through faith in Jesus Christ. If you would like to receive an audio copy of the entire message from which today's In Perspective was taken, write and request Prince of Peace. Or simply ask for message number 16431. Again, that's message number 16431. We do request $5 to underwrite the cost of the CD when you request today's message. Address your request to In Perspective, 2200 Briarwood Way, Birmingham, Alabama 35243. Email inperspective@briarwood.org. In Perspective is an extension of the teaching ministry of Pastor Harry Reeder. In the world, the workplace, and even in the church, there is an obvious lack of biblical, godly, dynamic leadership. Dr. Harry Reeder's 3D Leadership is devoted to equipping the church and believers to multiply and mobilize leaders in all walks of life. This expanded, revised, and reformatted publication of the leadership dynamic includes discussion questions at the end of each chapter. It is a great resource for your personal development, group Bible study, or for church officer and leadership training. 3D Leadership, defining, developing, and deploying Christian leaders who can change the world. To order your copy, go to briarwood.org/3D. That's briarwood.org/3D. We do hope Harry's teaching on In Perspective is being used to strengthen your walk in Christ and your understanding of God's Word. For additional video, audio, and written resources, download the Briarwood app. Go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. The app is yours free of charge. Harry would love to hear back from you. Email Harry at inperspective@briarwood.org. This is an outreach of the Briarwood Pulpit, a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America, Birmingham, Alabama. Join us again next time as Harry takes us back into the Scriptures so that we might learn to put all of life in biblical perspective.